Amen, amen, amen. How many of us know that the Lord is in this house this morning? How many of us believe that God is in the presence of this place this morning? Can you feel Him beside you this morning? Indeed, God is here this morning to lift the heavy burdens. God is here this morning to heal the brokenhearted. God is here this morning to comfort each soul this morning. So, Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, we come, Lord, with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving to your great name. We come this morning, Lord, because we are indeed in need of your grace. We come this morning because we are in need of the infilling of your Holy Spirit. We come this morning, Lord, because we need forgiveness, Lord, of our many sins. We come this morning because we want to say thank you, Lord, for waking us this morning. Lord, we ask that you'll accept our worship, you'll accept our praise, that you will bless someone today, and that before we leave this place, we will leave this place rejoicing, knowing that we have been with Jesus. Bless the service today and grant us your peace. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. He is able to see you through. Amen. Isn't God a wonderful God? He is such a wonderful, awesome, powerful God. This morning it's prayer time, and we want to take a few minutes just to meditate on the goodness of God. But before we pray, I want to say something to you this morning. Trying to figure where to start. You know, several weeks ago, I got the news that my mom was sick and that she had a stroke. And I decided I was going to go see her, comes what may. And I just want to share a little how God is good. Because she was up and about that Friday doing her own thing, you know. She likes to keep busy, and she'll beat her chocolate and she'll make them and she'll try to sell them, even though she really don't need to, but that's what keep her going. And she was up Friday and she went to bed Friday night, and Saturday morning, Sabbath morning, she couldn't get out of bed. I want you to listen to me carefully. I said she was up and about, in and out, just doing her thing, walking strongly, everything, and Sabbath morning, she couldn't get out of bed. She normally gets up early in the morning, and when they didn't see her get up, they went to call her to find out what was happening. And that's when they found out that she had a stroke. I went to Jamaica, and I guess I was running too much and trying to do too much for her. I was trying to, you know, make sure that I'd slept with her first couple nights, and I tried to make sure she got all her medication, doctor's appointment, and so forth, and make sure she was eating and she was getting good care, and, you know, talk with my sisters, because all my sisters are back home, seven of them, and still there's two more, so it's nine of them. And so we had to decide how my mom was going to be taken care of. And we all come together and decide how we were going to do this and how she was going to be taken care of. And while I was there, I guess, you know, like I said, I was running too much, wasn't paying attention to my diet and wasn't eating right. And the last 2 days before I got home, I wasn't sure what I was going to say to my mom before I leave, because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to see her again in this life. And it was kind of hard for me, but God was so good, because he kept me calm, and I was able to talk with her. I talked to her about the Sabbath, and I talked to her about getting her life right with the Lord, because this might be it. You never know. And I wanted to make sure that her heart was right with God. And with everybody, I asked her, I said, Mom, do you owe anybody anything? And she said, yes, I owe this person $2,000. Well, her numbers were a little off, but, you know, she knew that she owed these people. I said, okay, Mom, I'll make sure it's taken care of. And I went to church. I got in Jamaica. I had a hard time getting into Jamaica because my flight canceled. I ended up having to stay in a hotel. I'm just trying to give you a little of what happened. And I didn't get there until Friday. When I got there Friday, my bags weren't there. And so I didn't, luckily I have my suit with me, but I didn't have all my tie and most of my clothes. So I went to church anyhow. And by the way, the church sent their greetings for you all here at Imani. And I went back home from church and I had a talk with her. And she said to me, son, my heart is at ease with God. And that was a blessing for me because in as much as my mom is of a different faith, and we talked about the Sabbath and we talked, you know, about Jesus and we talked about his love, and she still holds firm to what she believes. But I believe that God can change any heart and God can change any situation. And she said her heart is at peace with God and she's ready to go home. I came back home and I was still sick, and I'm still sick. I'm still not where my sugar is supposed to be, but God has been good to me. And I want to thank this church very much. I've always known that there is love in this church. Not just for me because of I'm an elder, but there's love for each and every one of us. We have I don't think there's another church anywhere near this place that has the love, the fellowship, and the warmth that we have here at Imani. And when I went to the emergency on Sabbath and I came back and everybody was rushing and hugging me, it felt good. It was really good to know that my family, you are my family. I love you all, and you rally around and you prayed for me and you did everything possible. Dr. Leach has been with me every day ever since. He was in the hospital with me. He came over. He made sure I do my checks. I don't like needles. Needles scare me. And I'm at the point where I have to check my sugar sometimes 3 times a day just to make sure where it's at and to make sure it's under control. And Dr. Leach has been with me all through this time. And I want to say publicly, I really appreciate that, Doctor, for you to take your time and come and be with me. You know, this morning, the pastor mentioned a few things that are happening around us, and we want to pray for Sister Blackburn as well, who lost her mom. And she talks about getting into marriage and what is happening in Japan, what is happening in the Middle East, the unrest, and what is about to happen here in California. We may not believe it, but I'm telling you, something is coming. It has been said on the radio and the news, California is sure to get a hit. All those tornadoes that devastated so many states, so many people lost their lives. I'm saying God is coming soon. I'm saying all of this for us to understand the importance of coming together, the importance of prayer. And I don't know if there's anyone in this audience this morning that doesn't need prayer. I need prayer because I never always live right. There's always some obstacles in your life that you have to be closer drawn to Jesus day by day. Because I'm telling you, as never before, the enemy is wrath with God's people. And if you're going to make it to the kingdom of God, you have to stay close to him. It feels good to just be in his presence, and I look forward to coming to church on Sabbath because I feel so comfortable. I feel so relieved. I feel so good knowing that God is here. But he's here, there, and everywhere. But the devil is right this morning, church. I don't know about you, But I'm standing here this morning for myself, and I'm standing in the gap for many others, my mom and my brothers, my sisters who have not yet in the heart of safety. You can't be for yourself. You have to think of your family, your immediate family. You have to think of your loved ones. So the question this morning is, do you need prayer this morning? I'm sure we all need prayer. And if you all need prayer, I'm going to invite you to stand with me this morning. And if you want to come forward and stand in the gap for someone this morning, I'm going to invite you to come forward this morning, because I believe that God is in this place. I believe that God can change any situation. I believe that God can heal our sin-sick soul. So as we sing this song this morning, if you feel impressed, won't you come forward this morning as we pray? Come on, let's sing the song together as we pray.
Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting on you, Lord.
Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we, your people, come before you this morning, and we're saying, Lord, that we don't mind waiting on you, Lord, because we know that you are going to deliver. We know that, Lord, you are the great I Am. You are the balm in Gilead that can heal every sin-sick soul. We know, Lord, that you are the deliverer of us all this morning. And so this morning we come this morning lifting up your name, because Lord, we realize that you are worthy to be praised. We magnify your name this morning, Lord, because you are full of glory and compassion and love. Lord, we come this morning with our sins, with our sickness, with the diseases in our lives, and we say, Lord, heal us, Lord, because we cannot heal ourselves. We come to you this morning, Lord, because we have so many infirmities in our lives, and we need that infilling of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And so we come and we ask that you would be in our midst, that you will bless us in a mighty way. We come this morning and we're standing in the gap for somebody, Lord, somebody who needs to hear a word from you today. Somebody, Lord, who needs to feel thy touch. Somebody, Lord, who needs to be healed from their sicknesses. So right now, Lord, we pray that you'll move up and down the aisle of this audience this morning, Lord, and that you'll touch someone, and that you'll make them whole. Reveal yourself unto us this morning, Lord, because we need you more than ever. We look at the things that are happening around us, Lord, and the trials and the tribulations and the earthquakes, Lord, and the tornadoes. We look at the wars that are going on in the Middle East, Lord, and we look to you because we realize, Lord, that your coming is at the door. We think we're safe at this time, Lord, but we know there are trials and there are tribulation. It has been said on the radio, on the news, that be prepared, because California will get an earthquake. We ask, Lord, that you will prepare us as a people, not just for ourselves, but for others, that we will be able to reach out, Lord, if it is your will, to make someone a blessing. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for this Sabbath day. We thank you for the blessing that it brings. We thank you, Lord, to know that we are able to come out and to worship you, to lift up your name, to praise your name, because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. So come by here now, Lord. Come by here. Be with each and everyone this morning, Lord. Whatever their situation, whatever their circumstances, maybe financial, Lord, maybe jobs, maybe sickness, Lord. It may be stress. Lord, whatever it is, Lord, we know that you are the balm in Gilead and you can heal each sin-sick soul. Touch someone right now, Lord, and make them whole. Thank you for our pastor this morning, for allowing her to speak on your behalf. You have been using her in a mighty way, and we're so grateful, Lord, and we look forward for the healing, for the reaping, Lord, of the harvest. We look forward to that day when men, women, boy, and girl will run to the ark of safety before it is eternally too late. Help her, Lord, that she will continue to lift up your name, to expound your word, to speak your words of truth, and that soon someone will be brought to your kingdom. Bless this waiting congregation. Be with my mom in a special way. May you visit her bedside now, Lord, if it is your will. Touch her and make her whole. Be with Sister Blackburn in a special way as she mourned the loss of her mom. Lord, we pray that you'll comfort her heart, knowing that this is not the end, but that if we're faithful, we will meet our loved ones again in the earth made new. Bless this congregation. Forgive us of our sins. And grant us, Lord, your love and your peace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Today we're going to talk about prayer. Why do people pray? Why do you think it's important to pray?
So you can talk to Jesus Christ.
So we talk to Jesus Christ. Okay.
So you can eat your food.
Okay, so we say thanks first, right? Okay.
So you can have things better in your life?
So you can have things better in your life. Okay, I like that answer. Anybody else? Did I miss anybody?
Like if someone's praying, like if someone's like hurt, then you pray.
Oh, so we pray for somebody else. Okay.
So you could pray for the people from Japan?
So we could pray for the people in Japan? Okay, Brianna. All right. Oh, sorry. Yep.
To ask for forgiveness.
To ask for forgiveness. So those are all reasons why we pray, or why we should pray. Now I have another question for you guys. What do you think people look like when they pray? What should you be looking like when you pray? Should you be reading your book? Should you be picking at somebody else's ear? Should you be biting your nails? What should you do when you pray?
Focus on God.
Focus on God. Hmm.
Okay. You should be kneeling down on your knees.
Can you show me how? Okay, so Olivia said we should be kneeling on our knees, okay?
We should be kneeling and closing our eyes.
Closing your eyes, okay, and kneeling.
Bowing your head.
Bowing our heads. Anything else?
Goodness.
Clasping our hands. Very good.
Be reverent.
Be reverent. Now let me ask you guys a question. Brother Eximenes was praying a while ago. I didn't see a lot of that. It's not like you guys know what to do, but I didn't see you doing that. I saw somebody reading their book. I heard some talking. There are a lot of other things going on other than all those other things that you guys said we should be doing. Is that okay? No? How can we fix it? Ask God to forgive us. I think that's a good spot to start. Anybody else, any other ideas?
And do it.
Oh, we're supposed to actually follow through. Okay.
We should start with Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father, that's a good way to start praying. Okay, pretty much my story this morning was about Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. You remember, we just celebrated Easter. At that point, Jesus was about to be crucified. Why? Because we sinned, because we had done some wrong things, and so Jesus had to go pay the price, and so they had to nail him to the cross to be crucified. But it was a very painful experience, and Jesus really, he was having a hard time. Not that he wasn't going to go do it, but he didn't feel like he had the strength and the courage and all that it was going to take to go through that painful process. So Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed. And he prayed, and he prayed some more. He prayed until he started sweating. His prayer wasn't, "Lord, take this cup away. If it's not your will, then please don't let me die." But he didn't just stop there. He said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Why? Because not all the time we pray to God for something, is it a good thing for us? And so we should always stop by saying, "Lord, thy will be done." Okay, so as you go through this week, is there anybody that doesn't know the Lord's Prayer? You don't know the Lord's Prayer? You do? Okay, could you teach it to us? You know it? Who are the persons who do? If you do not know the Lord's Prayer, put your hand up for me. I have a copy of it for you. It's actually a coloring page that you could color. And I'd like you to go home this week, and I'd like you to say it. Practice it. Yeah, you can see it. Could you give them up for me, please? Just give everybody one who doesn't know it. I want you to teach it to us. Can you teach it to us, please? It's okay. I'll help you. Okay. I think you'll stand beside me and you'll teach it to us this morning. I'm so happy that you're willing to do that. Did everybody get a copy of it? Okay, I want you guys all to stand. Everybody needs one. Go ahead and give them one. You know it, Olivia? Yeah, you do? Okay. All right, I want us all to come around together. Let's come together. Bless. Now, remember what posture. How did you guys say we should pray? Could you guys show me again? There we go. I'm cheating, so I guess I better do the right thing too, right? Okay. Could you go? Let's close your eyes.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen.